But if you're beating a kid, there's no excuse. Then you've lost control of the child, you've lost control of yourself. Here's the litmus test. If you lose your temper and then you do something to the kid physically, that's abuse. If you lose your temper, got it? That's it. If you're under control, it's calculated, you discuss it, the kid knows, it's tempered. Absolutely, you're right as a child. Now, in the Great Depression, every American got spanked. And those Americans went to war during World War II and won a very intense conflict and showed bravery across the board. The greatest generation. The greatest generation, almost down to the man, was spanked. Because that's the way we did it in America. Okay? So I'm not believing all these sociologists, these fruitcakes, who run around going, you know, you look at a kid cross-eyed, he's going to grow up to be a heroin addict. I don't buy that. I think you have to do it responsibly. You have to do it in a way that the child understands what the boundaries are and is given a choice. Stay within the boundaries or you're going to get punished. But I think that 90% of the time you can find another way.